So good evening, everyone, and welcome. Let's take some moments to settle, arrive. Just finding a relaxed and comfortable posture. So sit in a way that's relaxed and at the same time alert. So sit with your back straight. Let your shoulders relax. Let your hands rest comfortably in your lap or on your knees, on your thighs, whatever's comfortable. If you'd like to, you can allow your eyes to gently close and let your attention come inward. Or if you prefer, you can keep your eyes open, but just have your gaze soft and unfocused, a few feet ahead of you. Just notice how it feels to be sitting here right now. Feel the body on the chair or on the cushion. Feel the contact of one part of your body, perhaps with another, feet with the floor, hands with each other or with your legs. Feel the sensations of contact, perhaps of warmth or pressure, or tingling. And just allow yourself to arrive and settle. You might consciously put aside the cares of the day, the plans of the future. Just allow yourself to be as fully here as possible this evening, aware of whatever sensations are present, whatever mood or emotions might be here, just noticing thoughts if they come into the mind. I find it helpful to begin a period of meditation just by doing a few very simple practices to help arrive and settle. And one is just to take a few deeper breaths. So I invite you just to take a full, deep in-breath, filling the lungs, filling the body with the breath, maybe a slight pause, and then releasing, relaxing, letting go on the out-breath. Imagine you're breathing out any cares or stresses of the day, just letting them all come out. And breathing in deeply again, filling the lungs, and then releasing, relaxing, letting go on the out-breath. And as you breathe in again deeply, you might invite in a quality of calm. Calm as you breathe in, just say that word silently to yourself, and calm as you breathe out. Breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the mind. And perhaps another full breath or two. Relaxing, releasing, letting go on the out-breath. And then when you're ready, just letting the breath settle into its natural rhythm, just letting it be as it is, in-breath and out-breath. And now let your attention come into the body. Bring your awareness first to the top of your head, the scalp area, and slowly move your attention down the body. Notice if there's any area where you might be holding tension, tensing up, or muscles tight. Just invite each area in turn to relax and soften. So inviting the forehead, the eyes, and the cheeks, and the mouth to just relax, letting go of any tension you might be holding. To invite that area to relax. Letting your attention come down to your shoulders and noticing if there's any tension you're carrying there. Often if we're focused on a computer much of the day, a lot of tension builds up in the back of the neck and the shoulders, the upper back. So just invite the relaxing of the upper back and the shoulders. Just feel the pull of gravity as pulling you down to the earth, but keeping the back straight. So relaxed, alert. And then coming into the torso, the chest and the belly. Notice if there's any tightness or tension in the belly, or if the breath is shallow, just maybe coming to the chest area. And if it is, just invite a deeper breath. Just letting the muscles of the stomach be relaxed. Letting the breath come into a relaxed, open belly. Just letting the back of the body be relaxed and at ease. And the arms and the hands. Letting go as much as you can of any sense of doing, of accomplishing anything, and just resting in being here. Relaxed and alert. And letting your awareness come down into the lower body, the abdomen, the groin, and the buttocks, down to the legs, the thighs, and the calves, down to the feet. And just invite a relaxing, a letting go of any tension in the lower body. Bringing awareness to the body as a whole, feeling the energy of the body, and inviting the body and the mind to be at ease. Simply bring awareness to what you're experiencing right now in a kind and a non-judging way. The sounds, the bodily feelings, your breathing, any mood or emotions that might be present, or any thoughts. Just meeting it all with an attitude of kindness, of acceptance. And one final initial practice that I've found really helpful in my own meditation practice is to, if you like to, invite a smile or a half smile to your face. Perhaps activating the muscles at the corners of the eyes and the corners of the mouth. If you like, you can think of something that might prime the pump, just kind of invite a sense of joy or happiness, maybe thinking of a loved one, or a time that you were happy and really at ease. Maybe if there's a baby in your life. This activation of the smile muscles sends a message to the brain and to the nervous system that we're safe, that we can be at ease, that we don't need to be hypervigilant. So if you'd like, just to invite that smile or half smile. And you might let the smile be an expression of how you want to meet whatever it is you're experiencing. See if you can meet it with the attitude of a smile, perhaps with an actual smile, whatever's present, even if it's difficult or challenging. The Sufi poet Rumi has a wonderful poem about treating all of our experiences as though they're guests coming to visit us. He says, this being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who empty your house of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. So you might invite this attitude of welcoming whatever you're experiencing. Meet it with an attitude of welcoming, saying yes to what is present for you right now. If it's helpful, you can make a soft and mental note of what you're experiencing. It might be tightness or warmth, busy mind, peace, joy. Just simply noting if that's useful, if it's helpful to you. Just watching how all of our experiences come and stay for a while and then pass in their own time. Rumi goes on to say, the dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. So meeting whatever is present for you with an attitude of welcoming, of accepting, not judging, an attitude of kindness. And as a way of staying grounded in the present, countering the tendency of the mind to drift into plans and memories and stories, it could be helpful to have a focus for our attention. One of the most common and helpful meditation objects is our own breathing. So if you'd like to, you might just bring a kind and non-judging attention to your breath, just as it's appearing right now. The sensations of breathing in and breathing out. Meeting the breath as it is, not changing it or doing deep breathing. Perhaps feeling the cool air as you breathe in at the nostrils, chest and the belly rising and falling. And the sensations of the out-breath. Just a simple awareness of the body breathing. The Buddha's teachings on mindfulness of breathing began with a simple instruction. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. So it's this knowing that's the difference between mindfulness of breathing and the breathing we're doing the rest of the time, the rest of the day, where we're mostly unaware of the breath. Here we're bringing awareness to the breath, in-breath and out-breath. when you notice that your attention has moved from the breath into thinking, into planning or thinking about the past, or daydreams, or internal conversations, just simply pause and gently bring your awareness back to the breath, in-breath and out-breath. When your attention moves into thinking, it's not in any way a problem. We're not trying to clear our mind of thoughts or push them away. Just simply noticing when the attention moves into thinking, into this discursive mode. And when we notice, just gently coming back, beginning again. Not making thinking into a problem. One of the most helpful and important things I think we can remember in this practice is that we can begin again in any moment. Whatever's gone on before, however much we may have been lost in stories or caught up in mind states or emotions, we can just notice, oh, here, now, just come back again to this moment. To this breath or this feeling, this sound, this moment. We can cultivate the quality of a beginner's mind, just meeting this moment and each moment, this never before experienced moment, with openness, with freshness, with curiosity, with interest. A great Zen teacher, Suzuki Roshi, said in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the experts, there are few. like to finish the meditation with a poem. I'd like to share Mary Oliver's poem, The Journey. It's her birthday, I think, today or tomorrow. I think maybe today. Wonderful poet, wonderful human being. She says, one day you finally knew what you had to do and began. Though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble, and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.